Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rich Ghetto Kid Podcast. I'm your host, Method A. Sacks, and this right here, ladies and gentlemen, is episode 3. I know you guys been waiting for a long time for this episode, and I didn't deliver, but I'm delivering now. Better late than never, right? Right. If you're listening, I thank you for coming back and listening. I made some changes to the podcast. You know, I want to catch your attention, and I want to give you something that you're actually going to enjoy to hear about, you know, but I also want to stay true to myself. So, I don't have a format right now. There's no specific format that I'm going to follow on how I'm going to discuss the next topic. I'm just going to speak freely, and, you know, if you fuck with it, you fuck with it. If you don't, you don't. You know, that really is not my concern, but the people who fuck with it, thank you. The people who don't fuck with it, leave a comment, tell me why you don't fuck with it, you know, and engage with me, you know. Anyway, since the last podcast, I've been dealing with a lot, you know, a lot of new revelations, a lot of new developments, as far as my life goes, but I'm not gonna get too personal on this because it's none of your fucking business. But anyway, just know that I'm pushing through. I'm going hard even through the obstacles. I'm staying strong. My family's staying behind me. I appreciate the support. Everybody who has stayed behind me and pushed me through, I appreciate you as well. You guys know who you are. We talk on a regular, and, you know, I love y'all for that. Anyway, let's talk about music, of course. You know I love music. I produced from the age of 19 until about 28. I worked with some great artists. None that I'm going to put on here right now as far as promotion or talking about them, because I don't want to use their name as a keyword or anything like that. But just know that I lost a lot of fucking money, you know. But anyway, first things first, for all independent artists though, the first thing you want to do is copyright your fucking name. Trademark everything. Before you put any type of music out, copyright everything. Trademark everything. You know, you have a saying that you know that you're the only person that says it. Trademark that bitch. You know what I mean? All that shit, man. Make sure that motherfuckers pay you every time they use your shit. So, second thing you want to do is not sign any type of paperwork, and you want to go and seek only distro. That way you'll be responsible for your own marketing, your own sales, your own management, road management, etc. All they will do is put your music out and distribute them to different types of platforms where you can be seen and have exposure, and also hopefully sell whatever. You want to make sure that you have a strong team behind you. No fugazi ass motherfuckers. Nobody that's gonna be behind you trying to be the star themselves. You know, if you're really trying to be the head, not me. If you, cause let's be honest, a lot of artists do want to be the only artist. They don't want to have to share the stage. They don't, whatever the case may be. You know, there's very few that do, but eventually most artists want to create for themselves. You know, that's why you got. That's why you have people like Michael Jackson, you know, and Beyonce and Justin Timberlake, you know. The only successful, like, real group that I could say till this day, you know, you don't hear about their bullshit in the media and things like that, I would have to say is the Wu, man. Have you guys seen how the Wu-Tang Clan moves? Like, they move different, yo, you know. They move different. Was there a time like somebody let me know, you know, put this in, answer this question for me, for real, like comment and answer this. Was there a time where the Lox wasn't fucking with each other? I think they may be the second group. You know, I know Bone Thugs and Harmony had a falling out. What other groups? You know, all Diddy's groups had a falling out. Diddy can't keep a group together, can't keep an artist happy. But whatever. Did I just mention Diddy on fucking my podcast? I ain't mean to mention Diddy, my bad. Oops. You know. Dipset had a falling out. That's probably because most of the motherfuckers is crooked, you feel me? Them niggas don't like paying niggas. Especially Jim Jones. Did I just mention Jim Jones on my podcast? Damn. My bad. who else? I don't know who else. But anyway, back to the independent artists. You want to make sure you own everything. You want to make sure that you have the best distribution deal. Make good music. Don't make music that's just for the now. Make some shit that's gonna motherfucking last forever. That when we hear your shit, you know, 10 years from now, motherfuckers still get hype. It brings back memories. Like, dang, I remember when I first heard this shit drop. You know. You know, don't be a trendsetter, be a leader, be an innovator. You know, don't just follow the wave. You know, come out with your own sound. You know, and explore different types of music, man. You want to listen to everything. You want to listen to country. You want to listen to classical. You want to listen to jazz. You want to listen to smooth jazz. You want to listen to fucking pop, rock, metal, gothic. You want to listen to fucking niggas like Green Day. And, you know, you want to listen to all types of music. K-pop. Fucking, what's that shit they got going on in London right now? What's the name of that shit? Them London boys, how they be rapping? What's the name of their style? I forgot. It'll come to me later in the show. Anyway, but be yourself at the end of the day. You know, I can't tell you how many times I scroll and it feels like I'm listening to the exact same fucking person over and over again. Same flow, same beats, same fucking topic. God damn. Only so much I can hear about your fucking watch, your chain, your motherfucking your sneakers and your pants and your motherfucking purse, nigga. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care about your purse. Only so much I can hear about a... Like, come on, bro. That's why I appreciate artists like Dave East. I appreciate artists like J. Cole. I appreciate artists still to this day, rest his soul, Nipsey Hussle. Drake. Listen, man. Say what the hell you want about Drake. Drake's been giving us motherfucking good music for 10 years strong. You feel me? When he dropped in 2009, man, that shit changed. Well, I mean, when he dropped commercially, you feel me, first dropped his album. Because we all know he had the So Far Gone or whatever before that. But even before that, he had a mixtape where he was wearing a motherfucking a pea coat, and it was like the fall or some shit. Nigga looked real gay in that shit. But, you know, he was killing that shit. He had that song with Trey Songz. I just mentioned Trey Songz in my podcast. Yeah. Well, he had that song with that guy, and that shit was called Replacement Girl, and he ate that shit. You feel me? So, anyway, Drake, I was going somewhere with this. Oh, the artists that I appreciate, you know, Kendrick Lamar, man. Oh, speaking of fucking music, yo. Did y'all niggas listen to that fucking... Damn, you hear me saying niggas and shit? I don't know. It must be the mental on or something. I'm real comfortable right now. Usually when I'm recording and shit, I'm a little nervous. But I'm comfortable. But, did you guys hear that Dreamville album? Jeez. Bro. I need another one. Straight up. I need another one so I know it's not a fluke. You know what I mean? I know they all nice, yeah, and it's cold. Of course, he ain't gonna put no whack music out, but I need another one.
For real. If I'm the only person that feel like that, man, oh well, but I need another Dreamville album. Like ASAP, like even you feel me? We need an ASAP Mob album or something. Like, what's going on out here? Like, where all the music at? You know?
I tell you right now, though, independent artists are winning. The up-and-coming artists are winning right now.
You know?
Because the networking is different. Everybody's working together. Everybody's trying to get money together. You know? And which is cool, you feel me? Because everybody's trying to lead to that one, you know, trying to see that bread. So ain't no reason not to be working, especially in Jersey, man. There's like this whole thing going on in Jersey where artists are just reaching out to each other, working with each other. It's like you see different artists with each other. You're like, dad, yo, that's great. You know, I feel that. You know, this competition or whatever, it's always got to be about competition because that's what hip-hop is based off, you feel me? But one of the bases of hip-hop, let me say it's not based off just competition. But one of the bases of hip-hop is competition, you feel me? When the DJs used to battle, when the MCs used to go back and forth. You know what I mean? I'm talking about that Grandmaster Flash time. I know y'all think I'm young, not old enough to fucking remember that type of shit, but I do. Why? Because I was always into music, so, and I always liked the older generation type music. I was listening to Marvin Gaye when I was in high school, you feel me? I was listening to, and even when I was younger, I was listening to like The Temptations, and you know, I really dug on those type of music, so yeah. But artists, you know, you just gotta push through, do the best networking you can, stay humble, keep your head down, 10 toes down, and get that shit done, yo. You know, give us some music, yo. Like, I have a preferred list of artists that I really rock with, you know. As far as up-and-coming artists, and those are the people I follow. I don't follow too many artists. I'd like to, but the ones I follow, you know, I know that I'm getting good music from them every time they drop something, you know. But I have to call somebody out on this shit. My nigga Most. I know you hearing this, bro. And if anybody knows Most, rapper out of Jersey City, tell him, Med said you bugging right now. I'm still waiting for your music. Bro, you one of the hottest rappers out of Jersey City. And we ain't getting no product from you. I gotta call you out right now, bro. Because that's unacceptable. If you got a studio out there in Jersey City, call this nigga Most. Get him in the booth and have him give us some music, yo. Deadass. We need that. You know what I mean? Most.Brigante on IG. Y'all go follow him for real. And tell him Med said you bugging. Just right under his shit. Med said you bugging. Everybody write that shit. Artists that I want to see work together right now, the two artists that I really want to see work together are Trey Joins and Jay Smalls. Trey Joins is a rapper out of I told you guys this in the first episode, but those two artists, man, creatively inclined to a different level. I swear to God, and I don't even mean to use God's name in this, you know. But anyway, off the music topic, Jeff Epstein. What the fuck? This nigga died. You trying to tell me Jeff Epstein, the billionaire, killed himself? Fuck out of here. You know what $1 billion gets you? Do you know what $1 billion gets you, people? It definitely would have got you to beat that fucking case. Y'all kidding me, man? Y'all shitting me? He would have beat that case. He killed himself. His treatment. Nah, nigga, niggas put a hit out on him. Boy, made that shit look like a fucking suicide. Don't play with me. We know what that shit was about. Ain't no way he killed himself. As soon as he named fucking Trump, or the people connected him to Trump, his life was on the fucking, his life was over. He knew that. You knew he was a dead man, unless, call me a conspiracy theorist if you want, unless that nigga not dead for real, bought himself out and disappearing. Nigga said, yo, you out. Because that nigga connected to too many government officials for him not to motherfucking have that type of pull. He's a billionaire, bro. Stop playing with me. Stop testing my, you know what I mean? Stop disrespecting my intelligence, people. You know, come on, man. Stop it. It's sad, though, man, because our kids are in danger. Like, it's crazy that our kids are in so much danger. Not just our children, but our women. Our women are in danger, y'all. Our women and children are in danger, and we not, fellas, we ain't focused. We not focused. There's no way that you should be able to see a white man beating on a black woman or any type of man, Asian, Spanish, fucking Korean, anything, beating on a black woman. And you don't do nothing about it. You see, all y'all do is pick up your phones out here, from what I'm seeing. But we're not going to talk about that. I just wanted to point that out. But all of us as a community, and I just don't mean this as for black people. I mean this for all of us. I mean this for people in general. The human race. We got to start protecting each other. Because there's people out here that want nothing but to kill us. Set us against each other. Get rid of us. Do y'all know that processed meats such as bologna, turkey, ham, all that shit, burgers, hot dogs, all that shit are worse than smoking cigarettes? They're a group one carcinogen. I hope I said that correctly. Meaning that they lead directly to cancer. Eating that heightens your chances of getting cancer by 18%. 18%? That's crazy. American Cancer Society on their page actually is wild, yo. They go on there, go, yo. They don't answer those type of questions, B. But there's people out here that want nothing but to kill us, and they make it look good while they do it. Tell you you're eating healthy when you eat a wheat bread and sandwich, and ooh, yeah, you think you're getting good. Nah, nigga, you just ate a whole cigarette. Whole box of Newports, menthol, straight to the guts. Straight to the guts. Crazy. Yeah. Man, but, yo, I really want to, get right. I think we need to start getting right. I want to put something together, you know, a get right festival or something where we only eating vegan food and, you know what I mean, natural herbs and all that vendors, those type of vendors, you know. And I mean, people showcasing different, you know, different treatments that they use, having speakers talking to us about how we could eat better and live better and grow as a people. I want to put that shit together. So if anybody's an event planner, you know, any vendors and things like that, hit me up. I mean, I'll send you my telephone number, but right now you can email me at richghettokidsrgk@gmail.com. I will answer. You know, I want to put something together for real, for real. No bullshit. No, nothing that is going to be, it's not going to be a regular festival, y'all. It's going to be a festival, but it's going to be a caucus, and it's going to be great. Promise.
You know. Anyway, off that topic. Not gonna talk about that anymore. Next topic. A fucking NBA. The National Basketball Association has just turned all the way up. Man, you got KD and Kyrie. I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. I saw it coming. I saw it coming. Why? Because Kyrie wants to beat LeBron and KD wants to beat Warriors. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Why not do it together? Come on, man. I said that before. Y'all don't be listening to me, though. Y'all be listening to me. Y'all just think I be talking when I be talking about this basketball. My Lakers turned all the way up. We got Avery Bradley. We sent over. We got AD. We got Rondo back. Who else did we sign? I don't know. Did we get any shooters? I don't even know who the hell we signed, to be honest with you, man. I knew. What's his name? Who did we sign recently, man? Cook. Quinn Cook. But yeah, we did all right. DeMarcus Cousins. Y'all keep sleeping on Boogie if y'all want. Watch. We're winning the championship this year, by the way. So I just want to let y'all know. Don't be surprised. The Lakers are winning the championship. This is Showtime Lakers shit right here. Word is bond. And they did it without Magic. So this is Showtime Lakers shit. It's about to be fantastic. You know what I mean? Then you got Russ going to the Rockets. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That West, man. In the West, you got to win 60-plus games to be the number 8 seed. Watch. You got to win at least 58 games to be the number 8 seed in the West. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be tough. You know? It's going to be tough in the West, yo. Carmelo Anthony still can't find a job. That's sad. I was never big on Carmelo, but I know that he's one of the most talented players within the last 10 years, 15 years of basketball. So for him not to be able to find a job in 2 years, that's really disappointing to see. You know, I don't know if he said something wrong to the right person or said the wrong thing to the wrong person, but he can't find a job. So I know it's not about his talent. It has to be a black ball. Look forward to seeing Carmelo in the CBA, the Chinese Basketball Association. If I was him, I'd go over there, play like 2 more years out there, 3-4 years, instead of sitting here trying to beg the NBA to let him in. Fuck these niggas. You can go and make your money somewhere else, my guy. Don't worry about it. Go and, you know what I mean? Marbury's still playing. I thought Marbury retired 10 years ago. Marbury's still out there playing. I think he got like a statue in China. You feel me? Got him looking like a whole Buddha head. So, Carmelo should just go to China, play 5 more years out there, get a big ass statue of himself, make about $1 billion out there getting into tech, and then come back out here and buy a team in the NBA. Come on, man. Do your thing, Melo. Sure, man. You cool with Jay-Z? You need to go and have him talk. You need to talk to him. You need to go and speak to him about that. See what the hell you got to do. You feel me? I don't know. Is Carmelo signed to Roc Nation? If not, he need to. Or sign with Rich Paul. Fire his agent. Fire your agent. Sign Rich Paul. I'm telling you. That'll change a lot. So. But, man, that's the thing, man. His agent ain't working hard enough. So fire him. Hire Rich Paul. Rich Paul get you on a team. Houston, at least. I mean, Atlanta. You can go to the Hawks. You fit in the Hawks. Because, you know what I mean? This dude will handle the ball. All you got to do is square up, shoot. He would fit in at the Hawks. Make him a little bit better. So, that's what I think.
I ain't see the Hawks with nobody at the three that's that legit, or even at the four, because Carmelo could just run the four. So,
hey,
that's what I'm saying, man. Off that topic, Carmelo Anthony kind of like, you know, pulled the Allen Iverson when you said you wouldn't come off the bench. So that's how people are looking at you, to be honest with you. You don't want to go out like Iverson. So, yeah. All right. Different topic. This is actually going to be my last topic. I want you guys to listen and listen close. Mental health is very important. It can, if you don't get it, go get it checked out and go and speak to someone, it could damage a lot of areas in your life. It can keep you from holding a job. It can keep you from being in a successful relationship, being able to take care of your children, you know, being fit, you know, and just your daily activities will be different. So I see it in myself. You know, I have owned it. I've accepted it. And I plan on doing something about it. You know, and I hope that a lot of my friends, my peers will also go and do something about it. It's very important that we start taking care of ourselves. I hear the self-care, you know, slogan around a lot, but I wonder if people really understand what that means. Self-care means to really start telling yourself the truth about yourself, you know, and you want to do that because there's no way to proceed or go and become better if you're living within a lie. So take care of yourself. Admit to yourself that if you have an issue, admit to yourself that you do. If you don't, great, but if you do, you know, go get checked out. You know, it's better to let it out, to speak to someone, you know, and don't let nobody kill your vibe, man. Don't let nobody kill your vibe. You know, don't let anything kill your vibe. You know, keep pushing. Get better. Be stronger. You know, be you till full. You feel me? Anyway. All right, people. Again, this is Memphis Sax, Rich Ghetto Kid Podcast, episode 3. I'm trying to start a production. Well, I kind of already, you know, own the name and shit, but I want to get a team together for Sax, Sax Fifth. But we'll talk about that next podcast, all right? Be easy. Enough said.